Howdy, folks. This is Larry Weissoon, and welcome to our show. This segment is brought to you by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, and Ultramatic Feeders.
Folks, this is Luke. What do you say we take this segment and just visit a little bit? You know, a couple of weeks ago, I was down at Lake Fork there at the Lake Fork Patriot Sporting Challenge, and I had an absolute ball. I got to meet a lot of nice people. I mentioned it a little bit in last week's show, but hats off to everyone that was involved in that event. It's just an awesome event. The proceeds go to the Folds of Honor, which goes directly to the kids of fallen soldiers, wounded soldiers. It's an awesome event. I got down, and actually I had the opportunity to this keynote speaker was Colonel Alan West. And Colonel West is an awesome speaker. He's an awesome patriot, but, I mean, he can make your hair stand on end listening to him. I got a chance to actually sit down and visit with Colonel West, and just an awesome gentleman, and a big highlight for the evening event there at the Patriot Sporting Challenge for sure. My task was had a fun day at the range. Terry Tate, a couple of buddies, Eric Henderson with Adventures Afield, we set up tables out there with awnings and allowed people to shoot big bore air guns. And we had quite a few out that were interested, a lot of people interested in looking at them. Several of them wanted to shoot them. We had a spot, they have a range set up for us to take them out, let them shoot them. But that was a whole lot of fun. I got down there a night before and stayed at the Minnebucket, my favorite place down on Lake Fork to stay, and got up early and had a good breakfast there at the Minnebucket with Tony and all the folks, and headed out, had a fun day that day. You know, next weekend, actually October the 27th, is the Ben Wheeler Feral Hog Festival. I want to remind everybody about that. That's my next event to go to. I've been a judge there in the past for the cooking contest, and this will be our third year to go. But this year, Jeff Rice, good buddy of mine, and his Jeff's wife, we're going to be down there, and we're going to compete in the pork cooking, the chili cooking, and the bean cooking, three different categories in the outdoor cooking. Now, if you want to go down there and compete, I don't think it's too late. You can go online to BenWheelerTX.com, BenWheelerTX.com, and you can actually download a PDF right there and sign up. I would definitely, this late in the game, I'd call, make sure it's all, you know, there's plenty of time, but I bet you could still be a contestant in the cooking contest. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'll have my my hog hunting book down there available, Kill the Grill, The Ultimate Guide to Hog Hunting and Cooking Wild Pork. This thing is, I guess it's, I kid a lot about it. It's probably not a household book for everybody, but if you like to hunt hogs, I mean, there's many topics I know very little about. But hunting hogs and cooking wild pork, making ham, sausage out of the wild pork, something I've done a lot of. And my book's kind of keys on all different ways to hunt hogs, pretty much a nuts and bolts book. But I think you might enjoy the book. I'll have it available. And if you want to learn more about that book, you can just go online to my website, catfishradio.org, and it's available right there through the website, catfishradio.org. I have had a lot of comments about the recipes that I give from time to time with Fish and Game. There's a huge interest in that. For a few years, I freelanced an outdoor cooking column for a big Texas newspaper, and doing that, I didn't know I didn't have enough fodder, if you will, to keep the column going. I had to meet people, learn new ways to cook, and some of the most tasty recipes I've ever learned were from camp cooks, not so much chefs, you know. There was a Mexican gentleman down on the, on the Mexican border, now not far from Laredo at a hunting ranch years ago, that taught me a method of making fajitas out of venison, and I'm going to share that with you today. Now, I've learned since that you can use wild pork, pheasant, chicken for that matter, any kind of good lean meat that you've got, but we'll concentrate on venison fajitas because it's deer season right now, you know? And it's very simple, but I guarantee you, if you cook the fajitas like I'm telling you, you're probably going to find that's probably going to be the way you do it from now on. I start with some good lean venison, and don't use the shoulder meat, you know, don't use any meat with sinew. The upper ham or the back strap, you know, is probably the best to work with. And simply take it and cut it in across the grain in little strips about, oh, as big as a pencil, you know, fajita size. Now, and of course, the amount that you cook or cut up and get ready depends on how many people you're going to feed, you know, obviously. But cut up as much as you need. Now, the next thing to do, put all that in a Ziploc bag. Now, Fiesta is fajita seasoning, Fiesta brand. I know a lot of you know about it. You can get it anywhere. But they make a poultry, a chicken Fiesta seasoning, and then a beef one. Use the beef Fiesta. It's just a shake-on seasoning, very economically priced, you know, and widely available. Get you a bottle of that. Now, that's what I use. You might have a different brand that you like, but this works good for me. Take it and put all your pieces of fajita meat in that Ziploc bag and dust it liberally. I mean, use a lot of it because it's not salty. So you're not going to get your fajita meat too salty. So shake a bunch of it in there, stir it all around. You can season the meat on a cutting board and then put it in the bag, but I usually just dump it in the bag and, you know, season it right in there and move it around so it covers all the meat. Then I like to take about four or five. Now, this is say we're going to cook 2 or 3 pounds of fajita meat, which makes a bunch of fajitas. I take 4 or 5 cloves of garlic, smash them with the husk on, and take the husk off, of course, and then chop them real fine, put them in the bag too. Then I'll take 2 or 3 jalapenos, seed them, remove the veins, chop them up real fine, throw them in the bag with the fajita meat. So you've got that fajita meat, and you've got the garlic and the jalapeno in there with it. Next, I like to use limes instead of lemons, but lemons work okay, or just lemon juice if you're at camp out of a bottle. You know, you need some citric acid in there. I'll squeeze the juice from 2 or 3 limes, and you know when you do these limes, if you cut them in half, you just squeeze them. They usually don't release a lot of juice. Take a fork, stick it in that lime, and twist that fork and squeeze, and you can get most of the juice out of that lime. But squeeze, you know, a couple of lime, the juice from a couple of limes in there with it. Now, I want you to do this, all this, a day before you make your fajitas, before you cook your fajitas. Let that set in a refrigerator overnight, or, you know, I've left it in there as much as 48 hours, but overnight will get the job done. After it's marinated and you get ready to make your fajitas, forget about grilling this. You're not going to grill this meat at all. Get your big cast iron skillet, get your wok, something that will hold the meat. That's what you're going to cook it on. Now, you're also the vegetables, of course, you're going to saute some onions and red and yellow green bell peppers. I've used just green at times out at camp, but, you know, go ahead and spring for a red or yellow bell pepper or two also. It gives it a little color, and I think it adds a little more flavor to it, really. But, okay, let's say you've got your skillet or your wok ready. Now, get the cheapest, fattest bacon you can buy. You know what it is. You can get it for about 3-something a package, which is not really a pound, but, you know, get you some cheap fatty bacon. Cut it up into small pieces, about, not all of it, but probably, half of it, half of one of those 14-ounce packages, and fry it in the skillet. Okay, now it's not going to leave a whole lot of fat in there, but it's going to leave a little. It's going to leave a lot of seasoning. So what you do, you've got your bacon all crisp and fried up in there in your skillet. Now, don't use cooking oil. Use olive oil. this makes a huge difference because it just gives the fajitas a, I call it a sheen, but a little flavor of shiny. They're shiny when they're cooked. They're awesome. Get you some olive oil. Put that in there with the bacon grease. Dump all your fajita meat right in there on it. And just, you know, use a spoon or something, or fork, and stir it all around so that oil and everything is well mixed on your fajitas. Okay? So you got that going. Go ahead and cook those until they're almost done. They can, you know, they're above 160, but they're not really browned out yet. When they start to brown, just begin to change colors and get a little darker. Almost done at that point. Then put your onions and your peppers right in there with it. Don't cook them on the side. This is for this is the way I've done it at camps for years, but also do it at home. There's really no reason to saute your vegetables. Put them right in there with the meat. And at that point, I'll shake on a little more Fiesta fajita seasoning there, right on in the, all that. Take your metal spoon, stir that all around. And then as soon as the meat will be finished off while the vegetables are cooking, it also, this is only going to take 5 minutes for these vegetables to get sauteed. So at that point, you know, stir, make real sure that you reach down in the bottom of that skillet or that wok and stir all that good seasoned olive oil and all that into the mixture. Cut your fire off and put it in a big aluminum pan, and then heat you up some flour tortillas. Don't put them in the microwave. Use those. Use your skillet and heat those flour tortillas. Maybe you might even want to. A lot of times we like them with a little bit of black burnt on them, on the tortillas. Way different than just microwaving them. And then basically, folks, you can put you some little, guacamole, you know, whatever condiments you like to put on there on those fajitas. I guarantee you they'll be some of the best that you've ever eaten. Folks, we're going to get back to our show here. We're going to be talking some fishing here with, I think we're going to have Seth Vanover with us and a whole lot more outdoor stuff coming up, so hang with us. Folks, for the past 12 years, I have used my Smoking Tech's electric smoker to cook literally hundreds of pounds of game meat and domestic meat. I've made sausage, jerky, cooked wild hog hams with them. They are absolutely awesome, and they're built to last. You can go to Smoking Tech's, SmokinTex.com, and check out their line of smokers. There's different models, bigger ones and littler ones, depending on your needs. Or you can call Diz or Scott at 888-922-1511. Folks, I'd like to hook you up with Butcher Packer Supply. This company has everything you need for making jerky, sausage, curing meats at home, anything to do with home butchering. You can go online to butcher-packer, that's butcher-packer.com, and order everything that you need right there online. Folks, if you're looking to buy property at Lake Fork and the surrounding area, I want to hook you up with my friend Paul Tibbetts and his staff at Signature Properties. Your home is special, shouldn't your agent be? The folks at Signature Properties are specialists around the Lake Fork area. For more information, visit easttexasluxury.com. That's www.easttexasluxury.com. Or call Paul and his staff at 903-383-3530. That's 903-383-3530.